For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Abortion initiative sees nearly 100% opposition in legislative committee. Senate President Jason Ellsworth says no wonder Montana Supreme Court didn't want a public hearing. According to the legislature's Law and Justice Interim Committee today, only one person spoke in support of the controversial proposed amendment to put abortion into Montana state constitution at a public hearing of the LLJIC. In contrast, dozens of Montanans spoke out against Constitutional Initiative 128, describing it as misleading and confusing to voters and too controversial of a change to the Montana Constitution. The Department of Public Health and Human Services is hosting a disability employment conference May 14th to the 16th at the Great Falls College Heritage Hall. Topics discussed: the value of hiring people with disabilities, promoting mental health in the workplace, and supporting employees' wellness, and more. Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
Have you heard about the exciting career opportunities with MSU Extension? If you're looking to make a positive impact on agriculture, families, youth, and local communities, a career in Extension may be right for you. MSU Extension is an equal opportunity employer, employing veterans and disabled, offering excellent benefits and a supportive work environment. Apply today, make a difference in your community tomorrow. Visit montana.edu/extension to explore your next employment opportunity. That's montana.edu/extension.
The Evergreen community just outside Kalispell has a new safety project getting underway, and Governor Greg Gianforte was there to kick it off today.
The community for 20 years has tried to get a sidewalk installed so the kids are safe walking and riding their bikes to school. They didn't have a sidewalk, they had a cow path, and every time it would rain or snow, the kids would have to walk in the street. This is on Highway 2, 20,000 cars a day. We appropriated the money in this last legislative session. Representative Tony Brockman, he's the one that got it done. We put it in House Bill 5, and these sidewalks are going to be done in time for September so the kiddos will be safe.
Superintendent Elsie Arnson announced registration for the Office of Public Instruction's Summer Institute today. Registration closes on June 9th. It will be held in person at Montana State University from June 17th through the 20th. This year's theme is Hope, Teach, Learn, Ready. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.